Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello, my friends. Hello, foreign English speakers. Hello, native English speakers. Hello, everyone who happens to be following my blog, EnglishHarmony.com. Welcome back to my video blog. And this is obviously a whole new year, 2015. And to be honest with you guys, for one split second yesterday, last night was Christmas Eve, right? And at one stage during the celebrations, I thought that it was going to be 2016 for some reason, right? That's very odd. But anyway, I wanted to take this wonderful opportunity and provided how far my message goes. I've got thousands of followers on Facebook and YouTube, and my blog daily traffic goes beyond 1,000 visitors a day. So I hope that this message gets heard by tens of thousands of people, right? So I wanted to take this opportunity and wish you all a very happy new year. Despite all the bad things we keep hearing on the media constantly on a daily basis, I still wish you a very happy new year, because that's the thing to do, right? Everybody wishes one another a very happy new year. And all the resolutions that you have for yourselves, right, that you have set for yourselves, I really hope you follow through with at least one of them. So basically, whatever it is, maybe you're giving up something, maybe you want to quit smoking or quit drinking, for example, or maybe you want to take up some habit that would result in something good in your life. Maybe you want to join a gym. That's typical, right? And start working out and lose a little bit of weight and get more fitter. Or maybe it's to improve your English, right? And you're welcome to stay with me throughout the year 2015 and keep reading my articles and watching my videos, where I'm going to provide a whole lot of new information in relation to your fluency development, right? So basically, may all of your resolutions come true. And obviously, we have to be realistic. We can't expect that everything is going to be smooth and all the resolutions are going to be fulfilled. But at least one thing, if you are just successful with one thing, you can call it a major success. Because believe it or not, most people fail miserably with most of their resolutions, right? Gyms are empty come March and people have started smoking again and drinking on a weekly basis, or even a few times a week, which is even worse, right? And all the plans basically have gone down the drain. So I wish you at least fulfill one of your dreams in this new year, right? And going back to the subject of publishing new articles, a few days ago, maybe it was actually a couple of weeks ago, I can't really remember because I've lost the track of time, my friends. My life has been very hectic lately. I've been dealing with my Fluency Star customers and it's been quite busy at work and all the festivities, Christmas and New Year's Eve and everything that we had to prepare for in our household, right, have taken up most of my day, and I've actually lost the track of time. But anyway, a couple of weeks back, right, I published an article on my blog where I asked you, my dear blog followers, to publish suggestions as to what my new articles in the new year could be about. Basically, if you have a very pressing issue that's been bothering you for a while in relation to English fluency development and everything that's got to do with learning the English language, right, I offered you a very good opportunity. Basically, you published a suggestion as a comment on that particular blog post, right? Here you can actually check the article and see how many people have submitted their suggestions. I would say about 35 or something suggestions, which is a very good response, right? That'll provide with an awful lot of content for my future articles. And I'm very, very thankful to you guys for taking your time and leaving your comments, right? And on top of that, I'm offering 3 free copies of the best-selling English Fluency Improvement Software, English Harmony System. Basically, 3 free copies, and I'm going to go ahead with the draw right now. So basically, I have written down on pieces of paper, and I've rolled them up, and I put them in the draw box, all the names of the of the comments. Basically, the comment authors have gone into the Dropbox, and unfortunately, now when I come to think of it, not everyone made it to the Dropbox, because some of the comments, some of the suggestions weren't really useful to me, because I either would have already published an article on that topic in the past, in which case I would have provided you with a link to that article right below your comment, right? If you happen to be the one who left a comment on something I've already talked about on my blog post, or on some occasions your suggestions weren't really relevant, right? But anyway, I would say there's about 25 or 30 or thereabouts papers, rolled up papers in the Dropbox, and now, without a further ado, I'm going ahead with the draw. Here is the Dropbox, right? And as you can see, all these people's names are in there. And now, let's pull out the first lucky guy or a gal who's won the English Harmony System's free copy. And let me see, the name is, drum roll please, Ramiana. I hope I pronounced your name correctly, right? That's the first person, Rumiana or Ramiana. And now we're going ahead with the second lucky participant who gets another copy of the English Harmony System. I'm not looking at the papers, so this game is not rigged. I really didn't know what I was going to pull out, right? It's all fair. I'm doing it the old-fashioned way, with the Dropbox and rolled up papers. Some other blogs and websites do it in a way whereby they take people's names and then put them in some other website which allows people to go ahead with draws. Basically, it randomly selects the top five or top three people which would have been the winners of the draw or something like that. I prefer the old-fashioned way, right? We don't have to use the technology all the time, after all, right? Sergei, right? Sergei Pilot. Whether Pilot is... Oh no, yeah, his occupation is a pilot, I remember now. And that was a very, very valid suggestion, Sergei. Thank you for posting that comment. And you're a lucky winner of an English Harmony System copy. And congratulations with that. And yeah, let's mix them up real good again. And the third lucky winner of the English Harmony System is... Oh, come on, Robbie, make it quicker. People are eager with anticipation. Shamil! So, basically, yep, Shamil, there you go. Sergei. And Ramiana are the three lucky winners of the draw. And you are now my customers of the English Harmony System. And I'm going to get in touch with you shortly, right after recording this video, right? And thanks for putting in your suggestions, everybody. And congratulations once more to Shamil, Sergei, and Ramiana. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this video, guys. And let me tell you just that I really appreciate that you've been following my blog, that you've been reading my articles, and I'm really glad that I've helped so many people to better their English. And even if 1% of the information that I publish on my blog hammers home, meaning that it people get the message, right? The information is hammered home into their brain, and it actually helps them to improve their English and deal with their fluency issues. If only 1% of this whole information works, then I'm very, very glad. I'm satisfied. I would say that my mission has been successful over the years, right? And a lot of good feedback from you guys is a living proof of that fact, that the whole thing works. The English Harmony approach is actually helpful. And basically, thanks guys for supporting me, thanks for commenting, thanks for asking questions, thank you very much for becoming my customers, those of you who have paid me your hard-earned cash and acquired for yourselves the English Harmony System or the Accent Adventure course called Accent Genie, right? Or the Fluency Gym Coach Program, or indeed those who are participating in the Fluency Star Coaching Program. Thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting the cause, because without your valuable contributions, this whole thing wouldn't exist. English Harmony wouldn't have seen the daylight, basically, because it's you, my dear customers and visitors, who've made it all happen. So thank you very much. May the new year bring everything to you, everything that you wish for, health, wealth, and everything beyond that, right? Thanks for watching, my friends, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.